live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting this evening to discuss its response to the recent rise in confirmed COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, 39 new cases of the virus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. The North Education Minister has announced a U-turn on the controversial grading of A-levels. Searches are continuing for missing Scottish man Michael Paul Ridge, whose family believe there is a possibility he could have travelled to Donegal. And a man involved in a rescue in Flacara Beach on Saturday says a tragedy could have easily developed were it not for the quick actions of a number of people. Those stories, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first news, the Health Minister says the decision to put further restrictions in place is made as a last resort. Stephen Donnelly says he's very hopeful the additional measures in place in Kildare, Laois and Offaly will be lifted as planned on Sunday. The National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting this evening to discuss its response to the recent rise in confirmed cases. Minister Donnelly says action taken on the advice of NPHET will be made with the entire country in mind.
Bringing restrictions in is not something that is done lightly. It has to be something that is done as a last resort. So there's a lot of other things we're doing at the same time. My view is that the state has to do everything it can. Employers have to do everything they can. And we, the people, need to be doing everything we can as well. And only after all of that, really, should other restrictions be considered.
A case of COVID-19 has been confirmed at a meat plant in Tipperary. ABP Foods in Care says the case was confirmed on Friday and all close contacts of the worker are self-isolating and will undergo testing. It's the second time a case has been confirmed at a plant in the county after an outbreak at a mushroom farm in Golden last week. Independent TD Marty McGrath says the latest outbreak is a worry.
It is a concern. Care isn't all that far from Golden, as you know, in South Tipperary. And I do appreciate the hate to see you dealing with the mushroom plant, and I have dealt with it pretty, you know, swiftly. And I hoped that this was detected earlier on and people are isolating. So hopefully it can be contained at these two locations.
There have been 39 new cases of COVID-19 in the north. It brings the total number of cases there to 6,430. No new deaths were recorded in Northern Ireland in the past 24 hours, and the death toll remains at 558. There are no patients being treated in intensive care units for the virus north of the border. Restrictions are being brought back in across Europe as many countries deal with increasing COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, New Zealand's elections have been postponed and the Democratic National Convention in the US is being held remotely this week. Andrew Louth has more.
Last Friday, the 7-day moving average of worldwide COVID-19 cases reached its highest level ever at over 261,000. It's been spread across many countries, even impacting on election campaigns. In the US, the Democrats will hold its national convention remotely instead of in front of a large crowd of delegates and supporters. Meanwhile, New Zealand's general election has been pushed back by a month. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it will now take place on October 17th.
Ultimately, I do need to provide certainty, a sense of fairness and a sense of comfort to voters that this will be a safe election. And I do think a little extra time to assure them of that is important as well.
Meanwhile, two countries on Ireland's safe travel green list have reimposed restrictions. Nightclubs in Italy have been forced to shut after more than 600 new cases were confirmed on Saturday, which is the highest since May. Bars and restaurants in Greece, which is also on the green list, are also closing their doors. Cases continue to spike in France, which has recorded over 3,000 in the last 2 days. In total, 1.8 million people worldwide have been infected with COVID-19, with over 773,000 deaths.
The North's Education Minister has announced a U-turn on the controversial grading of A-levels. Thousands of students across the region were marked down due to an algorithm used by the exams regulator, with some missing out on a university place. Peter Weir has now confirmed that students will be awarded the higher of the grades submitted by their school or the grade calculated by the exams body. He has also agreed that the grading of GCSEs due on Thursday will be based solely on teachers' assessments. The SDLP's education spokesperson, West Tron Emily Daniel McCrossan, says today is a win for young people.
this is a very, very important announcement by Peter Weir. It comes after significant political pressure has been applied. I have sought a petition to recall the Assembly tomorrow to ask the Minister to do exactly what he has announced today. So I'm glad that he has finally seen sense after realising that so many young people right across the north of Ireland have been failed by a system that was flawed from the outset, and a system that I, as a spokesperson for education for SELP, warned him about since April. This is very, very important for so many young people who have been devastated and let down because the results were downgraded by an algorithm that overrid the judgment of their teachers. This has been a very difficult week for our young people, our students. This is the right position. This is the one that's most fair, and it's the one that puts the interests of our young people first. I'm so happy for our young people. Our young people have won today, and that's the message I want to send out to them. They have won today. This has been a difficult year for them all, particularly with this pandemic. And I think that this is a very, very important announcement now that will give some comfort to quite a lot who were very, very let down by the system.
And indeed, there were some that had missed out in university places. So now, depending on the grades that will be issued in the next few days, their future could be secured again.
Yes, we would hope that would be the case. We would hope that the universities have allowed some wriggle room for such instances. There was a huge question mark, particularly getting larger as the days went on, over what would happen in relation to grading here in Northern Ireland. And finally, the Minister has moved on it. I would hope that the universities will accommodate all those young people, particularly those who have already got bad news, and reach out to them very, very quickly to ensure that their places are secure.
Meanwhile, a government TD is urging the Education Minister to rethink predictive grading after it led to the downgrading of UK students. Green Party TD Patrick Costello says the issue cannot be allowed to happen here.
There's been a lot of concerns raised by children, by parents, by young people who are waiting their exam results. And, you know, we need to have clear transparency and a clear understanding of how this process is going to work so that we don't repeat the mistakes of England and of Scotland. We've seen grades being shifted around and consternation from parents and young people in relation to that.
Searches are continuing for missing Scottish man Michael Paul Ridge, whose family believe there is a possibility he could have travelled to Donegal. The 32-year-old, who has connections in Creaslaw, was last seen attending an appointment in Rutherglen, Scotland on Monday. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Michael's mother, Bernadette Ridge, urged people to be vigilant as her son is known to be a keen walker.
Michael is approximately 5'10". He is normally clean-shaven. He was wearing a white sweatshirt with an Amani logo on it across the chest. He always wears a baseball hat, you know, so it would be very unusual for him not to have a cap on. He's stocky build. He would be very quiet. He's quite distinct. He's got quite a distinct look about him and how he walks. So I think he's the kind of person, if you've spoke to him or you've met him, you know, you would remember him.
And he speaks with a Scottish accent.
He speaks with a Scottish accent. Yeah, quite quietly spoken, but yeah, with a Scottish accent.
You couldn't miss it, okay. He's familiar with the Creaslaw area, so people in that area keep an eye out, but also Dunfanaghy, Port na Blair, maybe heading towards Letterkenny. So, you know, it's, as I say, it's quite a good description, and I think too, coupled with the accent and what have you, you know, people have a lot of stuff to work on there. Keen for any information at all, Bernadette, any contact that he's made with anyone or anyone who knows anything to get in touch.
Yeah. Well, we've got strong family connections in Creaslaw, so and they're all aware of the situation. You know, he is familiar with Port na Blair, Dunfanaghy, Letterkenny. But you know, yeah, any sighting of him, you know, he walks quite a bit, so he could be walking. You know, and he would stand out if he was walking, you know, on the roads or, you know, in that way.
The British government says it's still EU can be reached in September. Ahead of talks in Brussels this week, Downing Street also said it will continue to work to plug any gaps where differences remain. Last month's discussions heard the EU's chief negotiator Michel Barnier warn no progress was being made on key issues in talks. A man involved in a rescue in Fulcara Beach on Saturday says a tragedy could have easily developed were it not for the actions of a number of people on the beach. Mark Dobson was on the beach with a group of family and friends when two people got into difficulty while paddling in the water on bodyboards. He says there was a strong current and thankfully the couple's shouts for help were heard on the beach.
A mother and son got into difficulty in their on the bodyboards in the water there in Fulcara, and the currents are quite strong. So a lot of people jumped in and tried to help, but just drifted out just beyond their depth, so they couldn't touch the floor of the sea anymore. So once they got to that point where they couldn't touch the floor, they started drifting. And then I think they got a bit of a fright at that point and started shouting for help. A few of us had gone into the water when we heard the screams. There was one guy and a girl who went out as well. A guy went out on the board, and in fairness to him, he swam right out to them and managed to gather the two of them together with himself. And they'd all got together, but they were drifting quite quick. It didn't look good, to be honest. Then somebody pulled out one of the life buoys on a rope, and I just happened to be forced out, so I got the end of it, and luckily then others held on to the other end, and we just inched our way out as much as we could, as close as we could get to them. The girl swam into me at that point, and the other three on the boards then really did just kick for their lives. The guy who had gone out originally, he really did push them in as much as he could, and eventually we were really lucky they got close enough where I could get my hands on them, and everyone pulled us in. So you know, it was a real sequence of events that made sure they got back safe to the beach.
Meanwhile, it's emerged that the Bombay Coast Guard was delayed in launching over the weekend due to access on the pier being blocked. On Saturday afternoon, it's believed a number of people got into difficulty off the coast of Western Gaul. However, when tasked to the scene, the Bombay Coast Guard had to wait over 5 minutes before launching as parked vehicles blocked the pier. Local councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says it could have been a life or death situation.
During the weekend, they got a call roughly around 2 o'clock. They went to launch, but unfortunately, due to a handful of people who were very inconsiderate in terms of their parking, it took them an extra 5 to 6 minutes to launch. This could have had a massive impact in terms of the rescue overall. It could have ended up us having a very different conversation today. Seconds count when that call out is done. We have one of the most dangerous coastlines in the whole of Europe, if not the world. And it's vital that the Coast Guard is able to freely launch the boat and get out on water and save the people who are in difficulty. But as I said, unfortunately, selfish and inconsiderate people choose to park irresponsibly at the slip in Bombay. And there has been a high number of visitors to the area, but let me state very clearly that this wasn't just visitors, it was a number of locals as well. I have rang the council. I'm hoping to meet them now in the next day or so to look what we can put in place to make sure that this never happens again.
And indeed, the warning has been put out there previously for people not to block the piers for the Coast Guard, but it's about time now that these warnings were adhered to.
Yeah, it is really important, and what has to happen is that whole area needs to be yellow boxed completely, so that no cars are allowed to park at any time. And so what the council, I believe, need to be doing now is going down, speaking to the Coast Guard, speaking to the fishermen also in the area, and making sure that we have a plan in place that when the Coast Guard is called out, that there is no time lost whatsoever.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with some local soccer news. And Donegal Town FC have become the latest club in the county to bring a temporary halt to club activities until further notice. In a statement released by the club earlier today, they say, as a precautionary measure, all club activity within Donegal Town FC has been temporarily suspended from the 17th of August until further notice due to a potential contact with a person who has shown symptoms of COVID-19. We are waiting for the COVID-19 results and will inform all as soon as possible of that result. In recent weeks, the likes of Drumkeen and St. Catherine, of course, were clubs who also brought a temporary halt to activity.
And Gaelic Games, the Tyrone Senior Football Championship sees the conclusion of round one tonight with the defending champions Trillick up against Galbally. That game, of course, has been played in Oma. Trillick are looking to start the defence of their title with a victory and move into the quarterfinals, where they would join Dromore, Derry Loughlin, Errigal, Kieran, Cole Island, Killyclogher, Dungannon and Arbow, who all won over the weekend. Well, Ronan Scott off the Gaelic Life is a guest on tonight's DL debate with Brendan Devaney. He says this year's Tyrone Championship is highly competitive.
The Tyrone Championship is an oddity in that any game you go to, you're going to get a close battle, no matter where the teams are in the division. You know, if you think of Trillick came up through the ranks. They came up to intermediate to senior and then won that year. The example I give about Tyrone football is Tyrone teams are like racehorses. They don't know what price they are. They just all think they're going to run as hard as they can, but they've also got these massive derbies and battles. Like there's so many rivalries. It's not just neighbours. Like you've got the East and the West and all that sort of thing. And I suppose that the weekend, the big one of the rivalries was the likes of Cole Island and Clonoe, and then you had the Dromore and Oma. Those teams, they just love to beat each other, and they always feel it. That's the thing about Tyrone football. It's like the great teams are able to be a team before they go out onto the field. That doesn't happen in Tyrone. They all think they can win. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's Ronan Scott on the Tyrone Championship, and you can hear more from Ronan tonight on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney, which starts just after the 7 o'clock news, and it's also available online in the sports section of highlandradio.com. He'll also be joined by Frank Craig of the Donegal News to discuss the latest draw for the Donegal Senior Club Championship, and Aidan Tierney, the man of many voices, will also be a special guest on the programme. Well, St Eunan's against St Michael's at the O'Donnell Park in round 4. Next Sunday will be our feature match on Sunday Sport, just like the other 7 round 4 ties. That game will throw in at 3 o'clock. The winner of that game, of course, will have home advantage in the quarterfinals. The other games see Dunloe against Killybeg, Zardra play Bundoran, Termitagon St Noll's, Glenswilly against Steve Connell, Four Masters are away to Milford, Glenfinn host Kilcar, and McCools are on the road as they go to Mahragallan to play Gweedore. Again, all matches start at 3 o'clock. The top 8 going to the quarterfinals and the bottom 4 heading to the relegation playoffs. And there is, of course, a lot still to play for as we head to the 4th round of the championship here in the county. Well, Meath club Simonstown Gaels have become the latest club to suspend activity after a player tested positive for COVID-19. The club released a statement to say they've suspended all GA activity for 48 hours as a result of one adult panel member testing positive. There have already been games in the Dublin Football Championship and Clare Hurling Championship called off due to the coronavirus. Shane Lowry says he intends to play at next month's rearranged Dubai duty-free Irish Open. The golf tournament has been moved to Galgorham in Antrim and will begin on September 27th. Lowry says he plans to play the US Open at Winged Foot the week prior and then fly home. Back to soccer, Sevilla await the winners of tonight's Europa League semi-final. Inter Milan are looking to reach their first European final in a decade when they face off with Shakhtar Donetsk and Dusseldorf. That one starts at 8 o'clock. Former Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany has retired from playing football at the age of 34. He'll now take over as boss of Belgium side Anderlecht. Kompany originally joined Anderlecht as player-manager in May 2019. And one of Kompany's former teammates, Joe Hart, is having a medical ahead of a free transfer to Tottenham. Hart was released by Burnley at the end of June after spending last season as backup to Nick Pope at Turf Moor. Former Republic of Ireland fullback Stephen Ward is a new club. The 34-year-old has joined English League One side Ipswich after his contract expired at Stoke City. In boxing, Katie Taylor is eager to prove the doubters wrong this weekend. That's according to her promoter, Eddie Hearn, who's putting on the last of a series of fight weekends this Saturday. Taylor, the undisputed lightweight champion of the world, will step into the ring to defend against Delphine Pearson. Taylor beat the Belgian last year, but there was a huge debate over the scoring of the fight, which Hearn says has been eaten away at the Bray woman.
You know, she's very quiet, very humble, but at the same time, she's got a bee in her bonnet about this particular fight. Last June, one of the best fights I've ever witnessed at Madison Square Garden. 20,000 people on their feet for Pearson against Taylor. But the question marks were, should Pearson have got that victory? And that's eaten her up.
Finally, in golf, world number two, Samoa Halep is the latest big name to withdraw from the US Open. The New York Grand Slam gets underway behind closed doors a fortnight from today. Halep's withdrawal means that just four of the current women's top 10 are left to compete at Flushing Meadows. Well, that's it from the sports desk for the moment here in Highland. Don't forget the DL debate is on the way tonight with Brendan Devaney talking championship football after the 7 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, a major pipe burst has left households in Carrigart and surrounding areas without water again today. There is in place in Carrigart to provide an alternative water supply. Repairs to a burst water main are continuing and are estimated to be completed within the next hour. Homeowners are being advised to boil any water obtained from the tanker before consumption. A woman who was pushed into the Royal Canal in Dublin says racist acts deprive people from human dignity. On Friday evening, a group of boys allegedly shouted racial slurs at Shelley Jung. She then asked them to stop and was pushed into the water while being filmed for social media. Shelley Jung says it is not the first time she has been targeted for her ethnicity.
Racism is a very, very dangerous thing. It deprives a part of human dignity from the person abused. And it divides society. I particularly feel sad to hear those words, you know, uttered from young people.
Two clerical changes have been announced in the Diocese of Raphoe by Bishop Alan McGuckian. Dr. Niall Cole returns to the diocese after spending 19 years lecturing in Belfast to become parish priest in Ballintra, while Monsignor Kevin Gillespie, administrator of St. Junan's Cathedral, will also become administrator in Glenswilly and Temple Douglas. Meanwhile, Reverend Jonathan Flood, chaplain of St. Junan's College in Letterkenny, will also serve as curate in Glenswilly. Concern has been raised that plans for a new Lidl superstore in Strabane could come at the expense of over 50 jobs. Plans have been submitted for the development, which includes the creation of 10 new jobs to replace four existing retail units at Strabane Shopping Park, where in total over 50 people are employed. Local councillor Raymond Barr says when investment in the town is to be welcomed, it defeats the purpose when it comes with a cost.
When this was first built last year, I raised the issue after being approached by some of the employees in the stores who were obviously concerned with the future. As you know, there's four existing units here, Argos, Menaris, Unit and Pinkox. These businesses employ upwards of 40 people. The new Lidl store will create 10 new jobs, which is very welcome. I welcome any type of progress on the jobs front and the town, but it doesn't make sense to me that 50 jobs are going to be lost to make way for this new store, and obviously the employees down here are worried sick as to what's going to happen in the future. I approached the four businesses, contacted their head offices last year, and each one of them gave me the same answer, just that their lease would be expiring in 2 years' time, and after that they didn't know what was going to happen.
And there are other derelict buildings within particularly the town centre which would be ideal retail units. Would you think there is any potential that these shops could relocate to other premises?
Well, that's what I'm going to be asking, Michaela. You know, you took the words out of my mouth. There is plenty of retail units in Strabane. Strabane's almost needs at the moment. People are going through that have got enough time with many challenges due to the pandemic and all the uncertainty it has created around jobs and mental health issues. So I dread to think what the employees in this region are going through with uncertainty they're currently facing. Strabane has tended empty units which could be utilised to accommodate some of these stores, but I don't know if there's a willingness on behalf of any of these businesses to relocate in Strabane.
And finally, a yellow wind warning is in place for Donegal. Unseasonably wet and windy weather is expected at times this week, with further rainfall and wind warnings likely. Met Éireann is advising that windy weather on Thursday and Friday may result in unsafe conditions over high ground, lakes and sea areas. The warning is valid for the entire country until 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. Weather now, a cloudy and humid night expected, with further spells of rain becoming more persistent overnight. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees with light variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Health Minister says the decision to put further restrictions in place is made as a last resort. Stephen Donnelly says he's very hopeful the additional measures in place in Kildare, Laois and Offaly will be lifted as planned on Sunday. The North Education Minister on the controversial grading of A-levels. Peter Weir has now confirmed that students will be awarded the higher of the grade submitted by their school or the grade calculated by the exams body. Searches are continuing for missing Scottish man Michael Paul Ridge, whose family believe there is a possibility he could have travelled to Donegal. The 32-year-old, who has connections in Creeslaw, was last seen attending an appointment in Rutherglen, Scotland on Monday. And a major pipe burst has left households in Carrigart and surrounding areas without water again today. Irish Water has confirmed that a tanker is in place in Carrigart to provide an alternative water supply. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, August the 17th. The death has taken place of Anna Aiken Ardbeg Remelton. Remains will repose at her home. Funeral service there on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Banks Cemetery, Remelton. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Family flowers only, donations if desired to RSE Donal Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place at Beech Hill Nursing Home of Joe O'Donnell, Leenan Uris. His remains will arrive at St Michael's Church, Uris, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a funeral is restricted to family and friends. And the death has taken place of Charlie Neely, Kilmaclough, Creeslaw. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family, neighbours and close friends. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Creeslaw Day Centre, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director.